All right, I'll tell you what, I might just, well, let me just say this. Been great to be here. I think last time I can't remember when the last time we spoke. It might have been during a phase two or OTAs or whatever, but it's great to get out on the field with the guys. That's when you get a true feel for what you have, where you're at, and where you're going. So we're in the middle of that. Look forward to continuing it. The way Coach has got it structured the next 3 days, I think will be exciting for us. And hopefully when it's all said and done, we feel real good. So with that, I'll open it up.
Do you have a better hand? We talked to you, a month ago or so.
Yeah.
It seemed like, you were still trying to figure out a lot of things, and I'm sure you still are. Do you have a better handle on what your roster is, what your talent is, and you feel good or not feel good about?
Yeah, I think better than when we began. The hard thing, I think I mentioned this before, it won't be until we get to the third day of training camp that we play real football. And, it's not the side. We can tell a certain number of things to a certain point in these practices, certainly from the chin to the hairline, and if people are getting it, we say we're evaluating everybody on their ability to learn, which we can get a feel for that. Footwork, you can get a feel for, and hand placement, things like that defensively. But I will say this, we were talking about it with the D-line this morning. Footwork is different when you don't have any protection and pads on than it is when you're pressing up against people and doing the things you need to do when you have pads on. So it's an ebb and flow. It's a 50-50. But do I have a better feel than I did 2 months ago? Yeah. The answer to that would be yes.
Steve, you had any much contact with Jason? I know he has a bit around.
Not as much contact as I'd like. But no, he's doing well. What's really hard, when you come in new and you have a player in that situation, you really want to start a rapport and a relationship, coach, player, friendship. It makes it a little bit difficult, but hey, we've all been through this. It's part of the league, and we'll just keep grinding away.
How much does it put him sort of behind? The guys have been able to absorb your defense a little bit. How much does it put him behind, and is there any concern at all in your mind that he'll be behind when he comes back, or that he'll maybe have trouble catching up?
Yeah. Well, it's going to be behind because there's a lot we're doing right now. But he had been around for a period of time. I think you guys know that. And did a little bit of the mental work, which I greatly appreciated. I thought that spoke volumes to who he is and what he's about and how important it is to him. But, yeah, there'll be a because it's new, terminology is big in this league, both sides of the ball. But hopefully he's up to that challenge and we can get up to speed real quick.
You had, when you first time here, a lot of great defensive ends and pass rushers, obviously. And I know you haven't had a chance to be hands-on with JPP.
Yeah.
When you look at him, see him on film, do you still consider him to be an elite pass rusher? Is he still there?
It looks pretty elite to me. The simple answer to that would be yes. Anybody can put a highlight film together and make a play look great, but if you just watch tape with JPP out there, it's evident to me that he's an elite defensive end and fits a 4-3 system, quite honestly, which is exciting.
Would you like this to be a more aggressive defense than what you've seen from the Giants in recent years? Is it going to go back to that style?
Well, look, I'm not going back or passing judgment on any years. I think we all can agree in here that if you're going to be good on defense, it needs to be aggressive. I mean, if you look around the league, and I was very fortunate to be a part of one for the past 2 years down south on 95, that's aggressive, it's physical, and I think all good defenses in this league function that way. We would like to get to that point as well. How and when and where we get with all that, we'll see as we go. It's pretty tough to, stress physical when you can't really do physical out in the field. But I think the mindset's there. We'll just see where we're at when we get to training camp.
Yeah, what did that experience in Baltimore do for you?
Yeah, a lot. that could take a long time. And I say that in a positive way. Early on, it was a rough period for me, but it was great that first year to kind of sit back, communicate with John on head coaching things, work with the defense, see things from just sitting back, not involved in a lot other than, recommendations. And then the second year, being back as a position coach, I think, sometimes I think that's good for head coaches and coordinators to do periodically. you know, you grow to appreciate the job that a position coach has to do. And being around that system, which really is pretty different than what I had been used to with Jim Johnson here in New York, what we took to St. Louis and New Orleans, et cetera. And so it was nice to get a new perspective on scheme. I'm talking more about base defense than I am sub defense, but they're in more of a, they say 3-4, it's more of an under scheme. And we'll pick apart the what we think are the meat and the good things from that, try to add them in. If you try to do too much, you know, it won't be any good. But I thought it was very, very valuable. And I'll tell you what, I will say this again. I am indebted and thankful to the people there, you know, Steve Bisciotti, Ozzy, and certainly John, you know, is a close friend of mine.
Do you take anything from 07 in this respect? And some of your assistant coaches were talking about how there's a lot of wrinkles, a lot of nuances in this defense that guys have to learn, and they're not getting it right now. You had that experience where they didn't get it in those first two games,
yeah.
And then the light came on. Do you have memory bank stuff from that you will kind of rely on?
Yeah, definitely. And it's a little bit of force feeding right now. I do think it's important to be multiple in this league because offenses are multiple, and you have to have an answer for certain things. But there will come a point as we get closer to that first game when we're going to have to make a decision and say, look, this is it. That's all we're going to – because if we do too much, we become less as a unit. And so you're always weighing that out on either side of the ball in anything you do in this league. It's the too much, you know don't let their mind clutter up their feet is one of the sayings we may use. So – I will always go back on that. I did even the other places that I went to. So we'll be careful of that. But I think our guys are handling it right now. There's a ways to go. We're going to have to make those kind of decisions. I know exactly what you're talking about as we go along the way here. And that's why, you know, we're fortunate we still got 4 preseason games. Thank God, you know, we have that. I wish we had another one to figure all that out. But that is going to be an important piece of it, especially early.
Steve, was that a lesson you learned in 07 about the mind clearing the feet?
No, we'd used that a lot before. I don't know. Going back to that, I would tell you this. I'm not sure that we had as much in then as we might not have now, or we did in years after that. But obviously at that particular time, you know, the one little element, I know you all remember this, but my friend Michael wasn't here for most of that. And so, he was an integral part of the whole thing. And Mike and I have talked about it. It took a little while for him to get going. And yet, once all the pieces fell together, I think we did pretty good.
Yeah. How much do you feel that you've grown since you were the last time you were a defensive coordinator here?
Well, you know, the hope is, and I think I said this before, we grow more in anything. Doesn't matter whether it's coaching or life. We always grow more in adversity than we do in the good times. I believe that, especially if you come through the right way and you look back and use it the right way. I look, sometimes I've probably had too many experiences. In other words, there's too much defense. You can have too much of that too. So I'm always careful of that. But my hope is, you know, that I'm better at this position than I was the first time. But I guess we'll find out.
A lot of times people in your position, people use the word humble.
Mm-hmm.
You go up and you can,
yeah.
You know, and do you think that's appropriate for you, or is there another word?
Well, I guess I'm probably not the right one to ask, but I this is how I feel about everything I've been through, especially being in this league. To me, this profession I'm in and the ability to have been in is a blessing to me. I've never taken it for granted. I've never thought I was anything better than just a normal person trying to work hard at a job. So I hope that, you know, the ups and downs that I had been through weren't that I needed to be humbled. That would be my hope. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But I do know that it opens your eyes. It reveals who you are and what you're made of and the people that you're around and what they mean to you and what they are able to give you through the tough times. So I don't know if humbling is the right word or not, but it's an education if you use it the right way. You know, I've spoken before to people about the past, and I know this much. When you're in the middle of it, you got two choices. You can either be bitter or you can get better. You know, I made a conscious decision, I think, in my mind to get better. I hope I've done that. Everything that I've been through.
How do you feel about feel about the safeties on your roster right now and the progress those younger guys?
Yeah, young. Yeah, there's youth and there's inexperience there. And it doesn't matter what system you're in my opinion, defensively. Those two particular guys are really important. And everybody else relies on them. And so the quicker we can get to the other nine trusting them, the better off we'll be. I'm not sure that we're there yet. I think it's going to be a work in progress. But we'll get there, and guys can do it. That's why I wish we had another 10 OTAs. Players don't want to hear me say that, but
you don't really have a guy there who's been a starter. So do you feel any better, maybe how you did about that group heading into this off-season program compared to now? Do you have maybe a little more confidence?
I'm laughing because it's a challenge right now. It's probably the best word. It's a challenge for them. It's a challenge for our patience and trust in them. But every day it gets better. I can tell you that. I do think every day there's a trust gain there from linebackers and corners, you know, back to the safeties. Those are the guys that really need them. And I think our other guys, that are the non-safeties that rely on them, are doing a good job being patient and letting them try to work through it rather than try to overstate them or jump the gun and make the call, so to speak. I've asked them to do that, and I think that's important. But we got a long ways to go, in my opinion.
If you walked into like a town hall with all Giants fans right now, and the question was, what can we expect from the Giants defense this year, what would your answer be?
I'll let you know in a couple of months. I know where you're going with it. I'm not a prediction guy. I don't make those kind of bold statements. But I will say this. I believe we're getting everything out of them right now. I have no qualms with the effort and where the attendance has been great. I know we're working through one issue, but look, that part of it's been great, and that's all you can ask for right now. I think I mentioned this to you guys before, and gals, that the main focus, one of the first things I said in the meeting was, let's make sure that the number one goal is that we're better today than we were yesterday. I think if we live by that and able to accomplish part of that, we'll be okay.
One of the things you also mentioned was the foundation buying into the New York Giants defensive way, you know, the great defenses. Are you starting to see that identity start to take place?
A little bit. Hard to really see it until you're really competing against somebody else. But the idea there was if they could embrace the tradition, the great tradition of New York Giants defense, you know, they could be proud of it. And if you're proud of something, you tend to protect it. It's been fun working through that. What did we show since we last talked? I can't remember the timing of it all, but one day we did the 86 NFC Championship game, and then we have some other games. We're talking about this 2 days ago because I've saved some for training camp. You know, got the videos for training camp. Got some players we still need to put up there. To me, it's fun. We're all rallying together around, as a unit, learning things, and I test them every once in a while if they remember. They don't always remember, but they're getting the point. I think they like it, too. I don't know. You have to ask them.
Who are your best students?
Last question.
Who does?
The tradition students? Mark Herzlig was outstanding. I think he had it typed up, ready to go, like the next day. I had to make sure he didn't tell anybody else because he made it easy. He had his cheat notes, and he was ready to roll. Yeah, Mark was great.
Steve, so much of what people talk about your defense is pressure defense. I mean, but last year they couldn't stop the run. Mm. I mean, how much of stop the run is before pressure defense?
Always comes before, in my opinion. Now, we do have run pressures, which I hope help. But look, when you're talking about stopping the run, it does come back to the guys up front. It doesn't matter what you draw up on a board, in my opinion. It's a man-whip-a-man game, and the guys up front have to do it first, then the second level behind them have to do it next, and then when all else fails, you got to have guys in a position that those plays don't become big plays. So I totally understand what you're saying. It is not all about pressure and blitzing. That's not necessarily the answer. It's about fundamentals and playing good, strong, solid, physical football up front to stop the run. And that will be a focus. Again, tough to do now when all you have protection-wise is a helmet.